It's fun to be inquisitive. Be nosy. Stick to your passion. Find out more for yourself. Quest is fun. Join me, Tristan Pang, on a journey of inspiration. Welcome to Youth Voices.
Hello everyone, welcome to my show. This is your host Tristan Pang on Planet FM 104.6, Youth Voices. Great to have you here. In today's show we have a very special guest, my very good friend, who is also part of the same group in Science Scholars, Anisa Zizi.
Let's talk.
Anis was recently featured in the New Zealand Herald about her newly founded Facebook page for uni students to share their own feelings and everything. And on the New Zealand Herald page, there was also a very beautiful picture of her. Yeah, so anyways, Anis, welcome to my show.
Hi, Tristan. Thanks for having me.
So first of all, could you tell us a bit about yourself, about maybe where you're born and everything?
So my name is Anis, as you already know, and I come from Malaysia, and I study psychology as a BSc, and I'm here as a scholarship student funded by the Malaysian government, and then I came here with quite a few of my friends and classmates back home, and we came in the same flight to New Zealand, didn't know what to do, and no, actually we were welcomed here by our seniors.
Yeah, that's great, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, I looked a lot about Malaysia. I've never been there myself, but it seems like a very cool place. Could you, like, describe, like, a typical Malaysian day or what happens in Malaysia? What do you like about it?
Yeah, so Malaysia, I think a lot of people don't know where Malaysia is. So Malaysia is...
Is it in Europe?
Malaysia truly is. So Malaysia is between Thailand and Singapore. And it's, even though it's a third world country, it's one of the leading... countries for like the halal industry and a lot of for like Muslim related industries. For example, the Muslim fashion and also halal food, we are the leading country for that. Yeah. And also it's a mixed country in terms of like poor and rich and all of that. And I was born in kind of like a like a village, but it's also quite like in the city. It's in the city, but and then I also was brought up in the city as well, so I'm pretty much a city girl. And when I came to Auckland, I didn't really feel that much difference, except that it's a lot calmer here than in Malaysia. And that's what I really love about Auckland and New Zealand in general, just how much calm and relaxing it is.
Yeah, that's very interesting, Anis. Also, I quite like Malaysian food as well. It tastes great. What do you think about like the difference between Malaysian food here in Auckland and back home?
Oh, so different. Okay, first, the spice is so different. You don't use a lot of spice here because it's expensive. And so you use a lot of substitutes here. And then the best ones so far that I've tried personally is Papa Rich, and I go there only to reward myself because it's quite expensive. But yeah, I try to cook Malaysian food, and then I just really miss the spiciness. Last time my friend's mom came here and bring sambal belacan, which is basically like shrimp paste, and it's very spicy. Back home it's very spicy, and then she brought one that's like a commercial one. And then I tried it. It wasn't spicy at all. And then for her, she was like crying, and I don't taste anything. Yeah, and then I really miss the spicy food back home.
Yeah, maybe you can open a restaurant, right?
I know!
Yeah, and also I heard that people in Malaysia can speak a lot of different languages. How many languages can you speak?
I can speak only two, unfortunately. But I can read... I can read and write Arabic. I can read and write Korean. And I can understand a little bit of Chinese. But for me, I'm not really that, you know, I'm not very talented in terms of language. But for a lot of other Malaysians, the ones that are Chinese Malaysians and Indian Malaysians and other ethnicity group, they can speak about 4 to 5 languages. So, for example, a typical Chinese can speak... Hokkien, Mandarin, Cantonese, English, and Malay, which is my first language, Malay.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Yeah.
So now let's move on to some of uni stuff. So you are the International Student Officer at AUSA, which is Auckland, the Auckland University Student Association. So what does being the ISO mean? What do you do and everything?
So for as an ISO, I represent all international students in the university. And I am responsible for three things: representation, events, and also welfare, specifically for international students. And in terms of representation, you know already, like when I'm going to university, there's like meetings, and then I give opinions that are more related to international students. And then in terms of events, it's more about helping students trying to adapt here into the culture here in New Zealand, and also feel like New Zealand can be a second home for them and they feel like more welcomed here. And another one is for welfare. It's also related to events. You help students when they come here. You tell them, oh, what is countdown, where to get cheap food and things like that. Just little things that you would know if you grew up here. So through that, which is through the buddy program, we give a mentor, we assign a mentor to students, and then the mentor personally help students trying to like adapt to the culture here.
Yeah, that's very cool, and it's a very important job, I can tell. So do you have any big goals being ISO this year? What do you want to achieve?
So for this year, it's all about community. And it's all about, I think, with that community, it comes with collaboration and a better relationship with so many other people. So from what I noticed, there are so many people doing about the same thing in university. For example, like the clubs in university, they're all about bringing people together, making friends, and make sure people have a good time in university. But then they mostly just do events by themselves. And some of them try to collaborate. But then not much in the international student community itself. And then what I'm trying to do this year is to try to build better relationship between AUSA and the international student clubs, and also between the clubs themselves. So far, they are doing quite a good job. Like, the clubs are doing quite a good job building a good relationship among themselves. But between AUSA and clubs, it's not really good because it feels like there's a distance between AUSA and the clubs, because the AUSA is doing all these big cool events, and then there's the clubs doing whatever events that they're doing. They're doing a great job, but I feel like we can all provide a better experience to students if we all collaborate. And and so that's why I did a lot of things this year, although it's only April. That's why I did a lot of things that are more into building community and working together. So with that, for international orientation this year, right, in the first semester, I managed to get 60 volunteers to help me out. And then people helped me out from around 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Around 8 p.m. And it was a really full-on day. And I was so happy that both students and the volunteers had so much fun. That was like the first big event, and also it was very successful, and then I was really happy. And after that I managed to just socialize a lot and network a lot with other clubs and all the presidents and all that. And then through that, people kind of know me, and then they join lots of the things that I do, and then it breaks the barrier, I guess, between AUSA and also the students, because usually AUSA is doing their own thing, and then with what I'm trying to do this year is I join what they're doing and I try to support what they're doing as well, so makes AUSA feels more student friendly.
That's great. And I mean, AUSA and also all the university clubs, they all have the same goal, which is helping students and helping the community. And for example, like my maths club, we're trying to collaborate with you to bring some board games and also maths to the international student and the wider community. So that's great. Yeah. Okay. My next question, Anis, is a bit about Meaningful Confessions, the Facebook page I mentioned at the start. So You came up with this idea last year, right? What do you think about it? How did you find the need for this idea and everything?
So Meaningful Confession is actually a pretty sad story because it's not an original idea. That's what I would say. And I started it at the time when I was having a very hard time. I was so depressed and I was crying so much at that time. There's quite a lot of problems happening to me at that time, and then with university pressure and then family and then just so many things happening at the same time, and then it kept happening. So you know how I have quite a few friends, and yeah. Then I keep telling them the same problems, and then I just didn't want to bother them anymore with my own problems. And then so I was thinking that, hey, I remember that there's a confession page back in Malaysia where people could voice out their problems and get some support anonymously. Maybe I could find something like that in New Zealand. And then I was so surprised that there was nothing like that in New Zealand. And then I decided that I should make this. And then so I did it. I didn't even know that it will grow at all. Yeah, and then now it's almost 10,000 likes now.
Wow, yeah.
10,000 likes, yeah, which is super crazy. It started because I was not mentally well, and now it's pretty, I don't know, I just, it's pretty exciting, I guess, and quite surreal that now the page is collaborating with Niche and helping students to deal with any mental health issues that they're going through in university. And then of course we're not professionals at all, but I guess that opinion and then feeling like another person also went through the same thing, and then just you don't feel like you're alone in this, and then you also feel inspired, I guess. Mm. I know that someone else is trying to help you go through this, and then you can also do it if they can do it. Something like that.
Mm. Yeah, that's very cool, and I guess inspiring as well. So thanks for sharing that with us.
Mm.
You do a lot of stuff, so your study, your AUSA role, just to list a couple. How do you manage to do so much things? How do you plan your time and everything?
This is something I always ask myself. I guess it's about, I always prioritize, okay, this is quite bad, but it's either work and family and friends kind of thing. So I always find time from my friends and my boyfriend's family and things like that just to hang out and then to relax as well. I swim, because yeah, I need to swim, because if not I will be too stressed out. Mm. And then I, oh yeah, so basically anything that's related to my mental health, that's number one. number one. And then after that I prioritize either work or study. Yeah, work or study, which one is more urgent at that time. So it's a lot of like reprioritization as I go. And then I guess my boyfriend helps me a lot to get me in check with a lot of things. So he notices things more than me. Sometimes I just do things like mindlessly and then don't really think about it. So for example, last week I was so hectic. It was so hectic just with work. I was interviewing around 7 people for Culture Week. And then, it was so busy last week. And then I didn't really have time to study. And then my boyfriend was like, okay, go swimming. And also find some time to study, things like that. He always reminds me all of this stuff. So that's how I balance and try to reprioritize, manage my time. It's always having someone to remind me.
That's great. Tune in next month for the next part of the interview. And that's it from me, Tristan Pang. Thanks for listening. Visit my website, quest-is-fun.org.nz/youthvoices. That's questisfun.org.nz/youthvoices. See you next month. Bye.
Join me again for another exciting program next month on the first Wednesday at 2:10 p.m. or listen anytime online at planetaudio.org.nz/youthvoices, or listen to the archive on my website, www.planetaudio.org.nz. request is fun.org.nz/youthvoices. Youth Voices.
Our diversity on air.